Good morning, Rigtown men. Okay. Because I don't mix colours much, you know what I mean? You know, you want pale red, just dilute the red, you know what I mean? So to get, notch it up an element of fucking sophistication, I looked it up. I fucking hate people who go, I don't know what to do. My brain hurts, you know. I want to fucking kick them down the fucking stairs, you know. And so, what I found was, this is my concentrated standard about 1/5, but like one, what's the word? Reducing. If you get 50 mil of ink, 50 mil of food dye, and you put it in a slightly hot pan, what are they called? The flu's fucking with my head. If you put it in, say, a little pan that would sit in a coffee percolator sort of thing, that just above boiling, just a fraction at boiling, you know, and then get from 50 mil down to about 15 mil, you get a nice strong red. Same with the yellow. Bit of shade. Same with the yellow. Well, what the instruction said is you mix a certain amount of red and a certain amount of yellow and a certain amount of blue, right? It's starting to turn into a bastard mix of blue. And then what I did, because I didn't want to cross contaminate the samples, you know, you go from light to dark to dark to dark, you know. So what I did is I got a that's 50 mil. That's, I got the needle off this because I got a small cachet, very useful. And I made up my mixing. You know, what I did is I sucked up a bit of yellow, a lot of yellow because it's a dark yellow. I mixed up a bit of red, and I mixed up a tiny little bit of blue as per the instructions, right? And so, then I dripped it out, right? And a minute, Jack. So I said, oh, well, that's a little bit too light. That's a little bit too orange. That's a little bit too dark red. That's a little, that's a fucking too, way dark brown, you know what I mean? So I just tried little bits and pieces, right? And what I came up with was, we will put a drop on here so you can see it. Oh, fuck. Good one, Shane. Oh, you're a champion. You got extra dark freckles, Shane. You're such an amazing man. Oh. Arr. Where is this cunt of a thing? I was thinking about that box of tissues. I had it somewhere and I was using it to prop up something fucking else because of the height. Oh. And the width. Oh, that's fuck. Oh, you're so beautiful. Such a beautiful man. Well, that's what it sort of looks like as a splot, you know. because if you want to lubricate syringes, what they you put a few drops down there. You put a few drops down to lubricate the piston of glycerine, good quality glycerine. And because there's a little bit of because one of the primary ingredients in the fucking blue mix or brown mix. What is that? What have I fucking done with that? Yes, that's a blue. That's a brand new fucking pen, right? So I've got blue. Right. That's a blue there. And what's this colour here? We've got black there, which is a food dye. Oh, I'm just beside myself with excitement. Here is the concentrated. It's actually there's a rose pink. Oh, okay, there's rose pink, which is red concentrated. So there we have, I'll just draw on here. This has a bit too much detergent added to it. But there's the yellow. Now we've got to get rolls of matching electrical insulation tape. And here we have green. There's the green. It's a nice dark green. A nice dark green, probably a little bit too strong, but you know, that's because these are food dyes. They're not, except for the stock blue. There's a green, right? This is a red tinted light that I'm under too. There's the green, right? And gentlemen's, here is the brown, right? We shall put it under there. And that's, there you go, there's the fucking love. Oh. There's the nice brown. Right. So, that's what you get. The food dyes, everything except this one. I've never tested that for light fastness. Not the sort of proper ink, you know. But food dyes, if you get one of those bottles, you add like one fair-sized drop of dishwashing liquid concentrate to act as a wetting agent, you know. Now we've gone from a... No, which one's that? So now I've got, you know, from a bulk purchase of 5 or 10 pens or whatever, you know, I've got brown, green, yellow. black, red, and blue. Right. So now I can touch myself to my heart's content, knowing that I've got a lot of colours. And, you know, these people go, oh, I don't know what to do. Well, fuck it. You know, there's people I'd like to just smash in the face for being fucking stupid. You know, there's, you know, there's so much information at your fingertips about more things in the entire history of the fucking universe at your fingertips. All you have to do is get off your ass and find out. And if you're asking really shit questions, then start practicing and asking better questions, you know? So now, I don't know where I fucking put it. There it is. There you go. Food dyes. You know, the thing with food dyes is they're meant to dye foods, you know. They're not meant to sort of say you can do a lovely little post and a stick in the community notice board in the bright sunshine for 6 months, you know. But for doing shit like, you know, wiring diagrams and parts layouts and all this sort of stuff, they're just fucking wonderful. If the dye doesn't flow through the pen at a spot of detergent, one good spot of detergent, you know, one good drop of detergent to act as a wetting agent, and then blend away to your heart's content, you know, there you go. Remember, this is a... Because that light up there is a combination of white and red enhanced, you know. There you go. Brown. Yeah, there it is. If we get off there. So I've got some lovely colours. But the brown means I can do wiring diagrams in their true colours, which is helpful, useful and interesting. All right.